Last Word on Today FM.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, is with us. Charlie, something I know you've been campaigning on for a long time now, but it does seem people aren't getting the message that if you switch your mortgage, you can actually get a better interest rate, and the banks are relying on that level of apathy.
They are. They're, if you'll excuse the pun, banking on the apathy, Ian, that's out there. There's 100,000 mortgage holders who are on these variable rates. Now, they're rubbish value, absolute rubbish. Imagine the banks pulling a fast one. Well, they are on this because people are on variable rates, which are almost double what they could get, even not even by switching in, just even by getting a better rate from the bank. Their fixed rates tend to be much better. So it's just extraordinary that at this juncture, we have 100,000 people on very high fixed rates, as high as 4.7%. When we're actually back to a situation where you can get sub 3% at the moment in the market. Now, it's higher than it was a few years ago, but it's pretty good. It's come right back.
So, and the savings are quite extraordinary when you think of people saying, well, we're in a cost of living crisis. I can't afford various things. My energy bill has gone up. My food bill has gone up. And here is money that's being left on the table.
You're right. And extraordinarily large amounts of money being left on the table as well. You take somebody with an average mortgage drawdown of close to 350,000 euros. You know, they if they're on a very high rate, they could be overpaying to, wait for it, to the extent of 7,500 euros in a year. 7,500 euros. That is the gap between the highest rate, which is, you know, around 3.18 of a variable rate, up to 4.7. So, you know, you could be with, for example, with AIB and you're coming off a fixed rate or you're on a variable rate. It's about 4.15, but you could get under 3%, particularly if your house, you've paid down a lot of the equity, you have a good loan to value, or if you've put in solar panels and it's a recent built house, it could qualify what's called these green rates, which are very good value. So, look, there's a wholesale rip-off going on out there.
But Charlie,
this apathy is costing people a fortune.
But this is the thing, and look, for years I've been the first person to bash the bankers in the queue along with you. But this is not what the bank's fault. The rates are there, it is people themselves. So what can be done to make it simpler or easier for people to switch?
Look, it's not the bank's fault, yeah, but they could do more. I know they are required to write to you and tell you every so often, look, you're on such and such a rate, you could do better, here's the other rates we have. I've seen some of these letters. They would blow your mind. They're so complicated.
Of course they are. The bank wants to make money.
You want to make money. And they list all of the different rates on all the loan-to-values, the green rates, the non-green rates, the variable rates, the fixed rates, and you have pages and pages of rates. And I got a guy ringing me yesterday. His head was spinning and couldn't work it out. Go to a broker. Just don't allow them just to clean up like this. It's so easy to be a bank in this country. This is why the two big banks make combined profits of about 5 billion euros at the moment. And this is one of the ways they do it. 100,000 people on variable rates that do not need to be on those variable rates.
So
you're paying over the odds.
How difficult is the process for somebody who hasn't done it before?
Look, if you're going to go all the way to switching, you don't even need to go to that far. You probably will qualify for a better fixed rate that the bank itself has, particularly if you pay down a fair bit of the mortgage. But if you want to switch, yes, there's a bit of effort. You have to have your documents in order. You need to employ a solicitor. Most of them will give you money towards that cost. And you employ a broker and they will do it for you. It does involve getting a few bank statements together. It is a bit messy, but the savings are enormous. We need to do more of it in this country. We really do. 7.5 grand is a chunk of money.
Like, I know people that will go from one side of a street to a different shop to save a few pennies on their shopping.
And leave 7.5 grand behind them. Look, in 2 years, that would pay for a half-decent second-hand car for you, you know. So why hand that to the bank? Why make it so easy for bankers in this country? I just think it's shocking that we don't. And those people are just wallowing with that awful loss.
And again, I say this as somebody, again, who writes about banking, who writes about their profits, who has complained on this radio show about people leaving their money in current accounts earning nothing when you could earn more in a deposit account. But the banks are actually cutting some of the interest rates. Yes, they're not passing on all of the European Central Bank cuts, but there have been reductions from some banks out there, particularly, as you said, if you have a green loan or if your building energy rating is a lot good.
Yeah, here's some good news. I'm always accused of having bad news on this programme, but you're absolutely right, Ian. There's figures out today from the Central Bank, and they're saying that the average mortgage rate in this country is down to a two-year low. It's more than 2 years now since rates were down at the average at 3.6. Now, you can get a better, that's the average. You can get better if you have a good, you get a green rate or a good loan to value. So they've come right down. So that means people really should react to that, particularly if you're coming out of a fixed rate. You're probably worried about a refinancing shock because you probably signed up at a very good 2% fixed rate. You're coming out of that now and what you're being offered is far higher. But the good news is they've come down. They've probably come down to where they're going to settle because the European Central Bank has probably finished cutting rates. There might be one more cut, but not necessarily too many more.
Listener texts in, it's very slow, complex and expensive to move mortgage. I switched recently via a broker. It cost €1,500 in legal fees and took 8 months.
Well, it shouldn't take that long. It doesn't normally take that long. The fee will generally be, will often be covered by the bank you're switching to will offer you the money towards that. You know, they're all also offering these cash deals as well, where they give you cash back. So, you mean the cost shouldn't be a major concern, but 8 months, it is complex. There's no doubt about it. There is a lot of legal, you know, hoops you have to jump through. It shouldn't take eight months.
A time to print out all your bank statements, get your insurance, get your deeds, or whatever it is, the savings are worth so much to you. You won't get that money from anything else. So, like, you advise people all the time on how to save money. Name me something else where you would save €7,500.
Yeah, no, exactly. And what's that over 10 years? You know, I mean, you might have 10, 20 years left in your mortgage. The savings are big. Definitely worth doing. Well, I just shout out to one product, which I think is very good. Avant Money have this kind of it's a bit like an old tracker. It tracks the Euribor rate, which is the wholesale market rate. Its rates are as low as 3.18. It's called Flex. It's very good value. You know, I think that's a good option for people to consider.
Charlie, I've only a brief amount of time left, but tell us, are we facing an arrears crisis this winter for people who are behind on their energy bills?
Yeah, well, some very good figures have come to light. Lynn Boylan, Dublin MEP, Sinn Féin, she drilled in, she did some freedom information requests into the Department of Energy and uncovered figures on people who are in more long-term, energy arrears, more long-term. You know, the previous figures we had were 300,000 people in arrears on their electricity bill, but some of those have just missed one bill. This is where people are 90 days or more in arrears on their energy bill, and it's 176,000 households. 176,000 households. And the average amount owed is about €500. So, look, it really raises questions about the decision by the government not to pay cost of living packages this winter, because a lot of people are in big trouble here with their energy bills.
Charlie, I'll leave you with this text message. Charlie Weston is a genius regarding mortgage advice. After listening to him on The Last Word over 2 years ago, I managed to switch my mortgage and get a fixed rate with PTSB for only 2%. I reduced my mortgage term by 7 years overall. Fair play, Charlie, and his advice is free. That's one of our listeners praising you, Charlie. Oh, you know what the answer to that is, Charlie. Start charging for it. Charlie Weston, talk to you soon.
The Last Word on Today FM.